fundraising events making the headlines. Charity and community activity continues across Mid-Essex. Funds from Rain Primary and Nursery School FATE at the weekend were boosted by a donation of £1,000 from developer Mulberry Homes. The charitable gift was twice as much as the house builder gave last year. Emma Wood, Vice Chair at Rain Parent and Staff Association, said, "Their financial support ensures the success of what will be a fantastic event and makes all the difference to our charity, which enhances the experience of every child at the school." Farley Hospice is holding its annual Forget Me Not service on Saturday, June the 22nd, open to anyone who wishes to remember a loved one who has died. Farley provides free hospice care to people affected by life-limiting illnesses across Mid-Essex. The Forget Me Not service will be held at 3 p.m. in the gardens of Farley's Hospice building in North Court Road, Broomfield, Chelmsford. There will be readings and time for reflection, as well as performances from the Farley Hospice Choir. More than 30 authentic and replica vehicles from film and TV franchises took part in a convoy across Essex locations in aid of Little Havens Hospice. The vehicles, which included the likes of a 1966 Batmobile replica, Mr. Bean's car, the A-Team van, Jurassic Park Jeeps and more, were driven to King's Farm, Chelmsford, the site of Motorfest 2024. There, some 20,000 attendees enjoyed stunt shows, a variety of vehicles to look at, funfair rides, street food, monster truck rides, bars, and more throughout the weekend of June the 15th and 16th. Golf captain Chris Green walked 500,000 steps to raise money for Little Havens Children's Hospice. The seniors captain at Braintree Golf Club walked daily round his home village of Finchingfield to complete the long distance challenge. He completed his journey with the 503,845th step, equivalent to 232 miles, and has raised more than £4,000 in sponsorship. Cricket Four Numbers brought together primary age children from three schools in Braintree, Colchester and Chelmsford at Essex County Cricket Ground, Chelmsford. Together with Essex care home residents, they took part in several intergenerational cricket games, such as clock and table cricket, which also introduced key maths concepts. Also in attendance were the leaders of the Colchester-based Venn Maths Hub, who are working with the Essex Year of Numbers to help schools foster a love of all things mathematical across Essex. Shoppers have the opportunity to make pledges towards a more inclusive and caring future as a Tree of Pride is being hosted at Braintree Village, formerly known as Freeport, this week. The community art piece is touring the country, gathering the public's messages of love, unity and acceptance on its journey during the Pride Month of June. The tree will be in Braintree on Saturday, June the 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, June the 23rd, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Millard House Care Home in Braintree held a fete to celebrate its 60th anniversary, which raised £530 for the residents' fund. Stalls and games were enhanced with displays of Hawaiian dance and a magician. Freemasons have donated £1,000 to Malden and District Sea Cadets to help towards running costs. It was arranged because a Freemason's granddaughter is a member. 30 fundraisers for Essex Children's Mental Health Charity, Kids Inspire, are preparing for a 140-mile cycle ride from Great Baddo to Amsterdam. They set off on Friday, June the 21st, travelling to Harwich, ferry to Holland, and then on to Amsterdam before pedalling back by Monday morning. Halstead Town Council is offering a total of up to £5,000 in grants to charities which have until Sunday, June the 30th, to apply. Grants of £500 will be funded for specific projects which must be described in detail in a charity's application. Charity and community organisations across Halstead took part in a meet and greet morning organised by Halstead Residents Association. It offered residents the chance to raise any issues they would like to discuss and to hear views regarding the town. Craft Ability celebrated the 95th birthday of member Pam Keogh with cake, flowers and a card signed by members and volunteers of the Dunmore Area Organisation.